you talked about the program today, and one thing you mentioned was that one third of Americans don't have broadband access or broadband internet. 20 million of that 100 million don't even live in an area where broadband is accessible. If broadband is necessary for jobs of the future, how do you plan to get those people online?
Well, there are a few big things we need to do. One is transform a program called the Universal Service Fund. It's a multi-billion dollar a year program that supports universal telephone service. We need to transform that, modernize it so that it supports universal broadband service. Now, we need to do it in a way that makes the program much more efficient, that wrings a ton of cost savings out of the program, and then move those funds to support broadband in uneconomic areas, areas where the population isn't dense enough to support broadband. So we have to do that. We have to pursue creative measures to encourage people who haven't subscribed to broadband to subscribe. Now, our research shows that there are several reasons people don't subscribe. In some cases, it's affordability. In some cases, it's relevance, people not appreciating the value of broadband. In some cases, it's digital literacy. In some cases, it's trust. There's no silver bullet to tackle all of those problems. We need to work on a series of initiatives, as we are, to move the needle on broadband adoption.
One issue related to affordability that we see in Louisville and in rural parts of Kentucky is that there's only one broadband provider. Even in the heart of the city here, for most people, there's only one company that can provide internet access. That seems like something that would keep the price from getting too low, this lack of competition. Is there any effort out there as part of the USF, perhaps, to spur competition in areas where there's only one provider?
Well, spurring competition has to be part of the solution. Most areas around the country have at least two providers because they have typically the local cable company and the local telephone company, but having even more competition than that would certainly be ideal. While we're pursuing that, we also have to pursue initiatives to not wait. And one of the things that some broadband providers have done is launch programs that are win-wins that increase broadband adoption. And so, for example, several cable companies have launched programs for families on food stamps where those families get significantly discounted broadband service for a period of time. Some of them have done this voluntarily. Comcast did this as part of it's a recent transaction, but the point is these programs actually have a terrific track record of success. And one, you know, we're working on pursuing public-private partnerships that could expand and extend these kind of programs to make a real difference. Again, no single strategy will be enough. We have to pursue multiple strategies. Let me mention one other. Many people who aren't online do interact with the government in one way or the other. They are often receiving a government benefit of one sort or the other. We need to do a much better job of moving those services to e-services and of using those interactions as opportunities to help people understand the benefits of being online. For example, if someone is online, goes to a government office in connection with some government benefit, instead of waiting on a long line, what if there was a kiosk where someone could help them perform the same service and even more services online, help them understand basic skills, see the value of the internet? That would make a positive difference. It would also save a significant amount of money in government that could be redirected to help people who can't afford broadband have this essential service.
Is wired broadband the way to go for the future, or is wireless broadband going to be the focus? Should there be more attention on improving access to wireless broadband and the range of wireless broadband?
The answer is both. The wireless broadband opportunity is just immense for the country. And in fact, one of the areas where we see the greatest broadband adoption increases is in wireless broadband and in communities that otherwise are lagging behind. And whether it's this new generation of smartphones or even tablets, it's a terrific resource. And so aggressively pursuing a mobile broadband agenda is something that we should do and that we are doing.
In regards to competition for that, or even for wired broadband, there's news every so often of cable companies, one buying out the other, wireless companies purchasing each other, mergers happening. Is that something the FCC is concerned about these companies becoming larger and larger and fewer and fewer?
Competition is just essential to generate innovation, private investment in the U.S., along with the Justice Department, where we have jurisdiction to review mergers, we take that very seriously.
And the pending merger right now is AT&T T-Mobile, correct? That'll be coming to you guys pretty soon.
Yes, that is one. We don't talk about specific pending mergers, but that is a pending merger.
Given how essential internet access is to seeing job listings, to even gaining job skills, to applying for jobs, do you see internet access becoming something more in line with a utility like water or electricity?
Well, is broadband essential for participation in our economy and our democracy? Yes. Would we prefer to see universal broadband achieved through competition, multiple providers, rather than a monopoly utility? Absolutely. And so promoting competition and promoting universal service is essential. And I'm going to apologize, I only have time for one more question.
Given that response, is there room for cities or smaller governmental municipal co-ops to provide internet access, as happens in some rural areas?
I think that municipal governments should be encouraged to pursue measures in their communities with respect to broadband access that they are interested in. We should see experimentation around the country, and we shouldn't have needless restrictions on municipalities that interfere with local governments being laboratories to determine how best to connect people in their community.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, Chairman.
You take care.